Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. We have a very special pop dive for you guys today. It is the Labor Day holiday weekend, and I did in fact have another pop dive already loaded to go. However, we went, and I say we, I mean me, Whitney the producer and friend, and Adam Salandra, who's been a guest on here quite a few times. We went to the Orange County Ropes Course. Do you remember on The Real Housewives of Orange County when they did the Ropes Course in the premiere episode? Well, Troy Turner of Taste of Reality organized a group trip out to Orange County to do this Ropes Course, and we went and we had the time of our lives. It was so much fun. Along the way, we recorded quite a bit and decided to make it into this whole episode because it was just so much fun. I have been slightly hungover all day today, but it was all worth it. So let me just explain a little bit. We drove from LA out to Orange County. It took us about an hour and a half to get the ropes course. And, Adam drove. We had a lot of fun on the way. It was like a little mini road trip. We listened to a lot of Kelly Clarkson. We listened to a lot of grocery store anthems. We listened to some Ashley Simpson. We had the best time on the way there. And Whitney was recording, some of the along the way. And then we got to the ropes course. We had a few drinks before we started. And when I tell you they just threw us on that ropes course, I mean, it was like throw on a harness and get on up there. And it was terrifying, but so, so super fun. There was a guy in there named Sean who he explained all of the rules of the ropes course. But again, he was very loose. He wasn't explaining a whole lot. It was just like throw on the harness, get on up there. He did tell us that Oprah had been to the ropes course before, although he said she didn't actually do it, but she did show up. And he said they also film a lot of reality shows there. And a lot of reality shows, he said, there's like a boom something, or there's someone that, hoists the cast members up there and then brings them down. So he said a lot of the reality shows that film there, they don't actually do the full ropes course. So that's a little secret. But so you'll hear him. I'm going to play like a little package from the whole day, and you'll get to hear from Sean. Whitney had a big crush on him the whole time. He was like an older, a very tan man, because obviously his work is outside, outdoors. So he seemed to have gotten a lot of sun, and Whitney was very into it. she was really into Sean, but you'll hear a little bit from him. And he was also on the Real Housewives of Orange County episode. He was there explaining to them. So in the episode, he was wearing like a polo shirt though, and he was dressed down when we saw him, but I digress. Anyway, the ropes course was very tough, very scary. And at the very end of it, you sort of just, like, you're supposed to jump down and you do like a free fall on a thing. And then they turn on the sprinkler. So when we were free falling, you would kind of like glide through a sprinkler system, like a water park. And I loved that part of it. So it was super, super fun. That was the ropes course. So, I had a couple drinks there, and we weren't sure if we were going to the Quiet Woman because, it was all sort of last minute. For the Quiet Woman stuff, we didn't know about it until last minute, and Whitney had plans to babysit, so we weren't sure if we were going to the Quiet Woman, but then we were able to organize it. So after the ropes course, then we went to the Quiet Woman. Unfortunately, Adam, my friend and driver, he got us lost. He entered the wrong direction into the MapQuest, and is MapQuest still a thing? You know what I mean? Google Maps. Anyway, we ended up 40 minutes out of the way. We showed up to the Quiet Woman like an hour after we were supposed to. And when we walked in, I wasn't planning on having anything else to drink. I thought, I don't need another drink. However, the Quiet Woman is very crowded. And you guys know I have a lot of bad anxiety. I mean, my anxiety went through the roof when I entered the Quiet Woman because it was like loud and crowded. And we did have two big tables, but it wasn't, I guess on TV, it looked bigger to me. Like it was small. It was a small restaurant. On one side, there were tables. On the other side, there were tables and a bar. And, the longer we were there, the more and more people that showed up. And so it was just overwhelming. So I really wasn't planning on having anything drink. And then my anxiety went through the roof and I was like, I need more alcohol. I need more alcohol. So then I continued drinking. I got rosé after rosé. And again, I say this all the time, but I don't drink that much. And so I ended up having more to drink than I had planned. This morning, I woke up with total Luann in the Berkshires voice. You know, like I woke up yelling at Matt, like, water, get me water. I was very hungover, but it was worth it. Like ultimately, like, I don't know if you guys are like this, but when I'm in an anxious situation like that, I need something to calm me down. So I needed a rosé. I felt like it was, you know, I didn't have any other medication near and dear to me. So I had some drinks and it was so fun. So we got there. And first of all, the group we were with, everyone was so fantastic. It was like contest winners. Troy, of course, he through Taste of Reality ran this contest. And so they were all contest winners and fans of Taste of Reality. So it was a great group of people, all Housewives fans. And we had the best time. And then Kate Casey, she runs a wonderful podcast called Reality Life with Kate Casey. She showed up and said hello because she lives out there. So you'll hear from her in the package I'm about to play. I love her so much. If you guys haven't heard her podcast, please go check it out. It's if you're into reality TV, you have to check it out. And also check out Troy Turner's podcast, Reality Life with Troy Turner. So then Troy had organized for two of the housewives to show up. So he organized for Emily and Gina to show up, who at one point I was talking to someone and I said, Gina, and the guy kept saying to me, who, Gina? I've never laughed harder because this guy at The Quiet Woman, like he thought I was saying Gina. Like, it reminded me of 40-year-old virgin. Do you remember when she's like, hi, Gina? Anyway, it was made me laugh so hard. So then, but anyway, her name is Gina. But so she showed up as well. Emily showed up first. Emily was so sweet, stunningly beautiful. She sat down and chatted with me. So you'll get to hear from her. We did a little interview with her. I thought we did an interview with Gina, Gina. But I don't think Whitney was recording at that point. You know, the drinks were flowing. So you'll hear a little bit of an interview, of course, that was at The Quiet Woman. So you'll get to hear all the ambient noises from The Quiet Woman. But it was such a fun time. And then who else? Am I forgetting anything else? Oh my God, I'm burying the lead. So then Emily and Gina are sitting at the tables with us and they're having dinner and drinks with us. And then Troy tells me, he texts me actually. He's like, Shannon's coming. And I'm like, holy shit, Shannon's coming. So Shannon walks in. And she comes over to the table. She goes and talks to Troy. Like, I didn't have any communication with Shannon. But she seemed really excited. And then all of a sudden, her mood shifted. She saw Emily and Gina. And she decided to walk away. She went to the other side of the restaurant and got her own table. And apparently, she told someone that she doesn't get along with those girls. And then those girls told us that they don't get along with her. And, you know, I've been on the fence with these new, not even on the fence. I haven't been into these new girls. I thought, you know what? I'm not into them. However, after last night, first of all, they were both so sweet. Gina and Emily loved them. Second of all, the dynamic between them and Shannon, which I had no idea about. I never saw any of this. Like, I know in the Coming Attractions, we see a little tension between Kelly and the new girls, but I had no idea there was tension between Shannon and the new girls. So after learning this, and I felt like we were in an episode of The Real Housewives. Like it was, she like totally snubbed us, went to the other side of the room, Shannon. And I've always loved Shannon. I did, but you know what? I look at her differently now because I feel different. I've changed. Changed sides. I change on a dime. Look, I've been hard on these new girls. And minute to minute, hour to hour, I change. I might watch the episode tonight, the new one, and I might change again. But as of this moment, I'm on Emily's side, Emily Simpson. And I do regret one thing. I didn't ask Emily in my interview. I did not ask her if she's related to Jessica and Ashley Simpson. And I regret that. No regrets, but I have that one. I do have that one. So I'm going to play a package. We had the best day. I want to thank everyone that came out there, all of the Everything Iconic listeners. I had so much fun with you guys. I mean, even despite my crazy anxiety from The Quiet Woman, I still had the best time and I'd like to go back. It was a unique place. It was so many different age groups there. It seemed like a lot of singles. It seemed like a lot of young men there to pick up older women. I don't know. And there was a live band at one point and they playing Blues Travelers. I don't know. So you'll hear this package. You'll get to hear my whole experience with Whitney and Adam And then a quick little interview with Kate Casey of Reality Life with Kate Casey and Emily Simpson from Real Houses of Orange County. And what else? Before we get to that package, I want to just say, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. There's also an Everything Iconic Facebook group. It's facebook.com. What am I saying? just search Everything Iconic. It's called the Everything Iconic Pop Culture, Cynthia Swan Crisis Center for Pop Culture Lovers. So please join the group there. And we got to do this again. I had so much fun. I'm like, we need to do a live show. I want to go to Dallas and record at the Roundup. Like, we need a trip there. We need to figure that whole thing out. And then maybe we could do a New York trip. I mean, and if you don't like and follow Troy Turner of Taste of Reality, please go do that. What else am I forgetting? Oh, please, if you want to get bonus episodes of this podcast and you want to help support this podcast, please head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. For $4 or more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes. Plus, you just help support this podcast. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring the show. I want to thank Whitney for producing this package that you're about to hear. I hope that everyone's having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. We are going to have a brand new episode on Thursday where we're going to recap Roni, the final part of the reunion. I'm so excited for that. What else? And then next week, we'll have another new pop dive. So without further ado, here is our Orange County Ropes Course extravaganza and our Quiet Woman experience. I would also like to add that I had a driver, so that we were not drinking and driving. I do not support that. I just want to make that clear. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes if you like it. It really helped me out a lot. And I love you. I'll say goodbye now. So we'll end the package and I'll just say goodbye now. Kisses. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Look out, OC. Here we come. This is Danny Pellegrino reporting for Everything Iconic with producer Whitney and guest extraordinaire Adam Salandra. We are on our way to the Orange County Ropes Course. Woo-hoo. We are feeling... Complete this sentence. We are feeling what, guys?
Hungover.
Fat.
Excited, and I'm also feeling fat. That is where we're all at. We're very excited to be doing this ropes course. Are you guys scared? I'm not scared of the athleticism of it.
I'm scared of sweating a lot.
Whitney's scared of sweating. I'm wearing a banana for sweat.
Every time I feel like, am I athletic enough? I do remember Ms. Bedore just up there in tears, but it wasn't because she couldn't do it athletic-wise. She was just scared.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. The fear took over for Ms. Bedore.
Shan Shan.
I'm very excited, and we will check in once we get there.
Hours and we'll be there.
Look out,
Brooks
Court.
Don't be cruel. Taking all of me to love someone like you.
Guys, great news. We're only 33 minutes away.
Look out, Ropes Course.
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way. One of his old days in the brother your way. Just on your tape with NWA. One day I was walking by with a walkman on. And I caught a guy, give me knock without. When it's dark or not. I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm hotter than me trying to pocket dodge. Drunk as fuck. Wait, here's the best part. Knock it out. Wait, wait, wait.
Fuck you too, bitch. Call the cops. I'ma kill you and then loud ass motherfucking dog.
Your favorite part?
I lost my son. It's a chronic too. Stock today. Tomorrow's the new.
Dada.
Money can't buy you class. Money can't buy you class. Elegance is learned, not friends.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
To living and loving life.
Here we'll put VO of Danny over these gnat sounds of us arriving, and Danny will say something like, we arrive at the campgrounds where the rope course is. Whitney and Adam and I chugged some wine before we got out of the car. Troy Turner also so nicely provided us with fireball shots. Whitney got a little too drunk too fast, did not realize she had not hit record. We pick up with the man explaining some stuff.
Her show was shot. Oprah was out.
Oh my God.
Oprah?
So, he buried the lead. He buried the lead.
Yeah. pull back. Okay. She doesn't get on the course. Her contract doesn't say that, but she pulls in. She does her thing. 15 minutes later, she gets back in the car. She changes her clothes, gets out, and talks again.
And now I'm wet.
Wow. All right. All right. So. All right. Now.
That's what I'm going to do.
Now, ladies. Shh. All right. Okay. Now, remember. All right. Believe it or not, these are reality shows. Okay. What you don't see in the movie or you don't see in the show is the big fat boom lift that picks people up and puts people back down again.
Oh.
Oh God, we need to
heard it here.
Yeah. They did do it, but just in sections of it.
Oh.
Wow.
I
don't have
that.
Wow.
That stays within our crowd, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And the podcast.
But as a challenge course goes, this is a true old school challenge course. All right? If you can do my ropes course, you can do any ropes course in the world.
Wow.
Okay?
Hey, you guys, we got to go do this ropes course. This man is amazing. He gave us all the inside scoop about these housewives. He told us about fucking Oprah.
Which I was drunk already, and I forgot to hit record.
I'm blacked out. You guys, I'm blacked out. I've had both canned rosé, which you can get for 15% off. Using code everything30. I've also had something called a White Claw, which is alcohol. And then I've also had a shot of Fireball. I've had it all.
And you only ate what?
Goodbye. Goodbye. I said goodbye. Okay, end it.
Oh, Lord help me. Really? Wait, this is what we're doing?
Clip her in, Tamara.
Where do I hold on?
It's doing good, Shannon.
Thank you.
Here's your core.
I don't have a core. But I'm working on it. How's my butt look? I don't know if I can do this. Jesus! I'm so afraid of heights!
Oh my God.
Go up a little bit higher.
You're doing good, Shannon.
Don't look down. Not to get enough today.
Bring your left foot up higher. Hey, go. Get her up there. Get her up there on the other side.
You did it! What the am I doing right now? Me.
Is it scary up there?
Ew! Just don't talk!
I feel so funny. I don't need to prove this to anybody. I'm good. I'm strong. I don't need to. I don't need to do this.
Wait, you guys, I'm stuck. What did you do? Shannon, no!
Shannon,
no! What is that? Oh, God! Ow! Shannon, step back! Ow! You're pinching your hand! Are you okay?
Ow! Oh, Shannon!
You had her hand in the ropes. You okay? You okay? Here.
Oh my God, I just.
You had her hand in the ropes.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I want to go to work and sell insurance.
Oh! You need to hold on to this cable and step up here. Step on that cable.
This? That cable?
Step on that cable. Step. It'll be fine once you step on it. Step on the balcony.
I can't.
Come here, Ann. Go. Pull up. Pull up. Use your knees. Jesus, help me. My arms aren't strong enough.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know if I can do this, you guys.
What if I die? Tell my kids I love them.
I will.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell David to off and say you love him. Oh my god.
That was awesome. You did it. How are you?
It's just too much for me.
A lot.
I was just shaking.
You're down now. You're down now. Look. You did it. You did it. You did it.
I feel strong. I feel like I can do whatever I set my mind to doing.
All right, Danny, so...
Wow, so it was harder than I thought it was.
I'm out of breath still.
I really thought, like, it was... At the very end, they say jump towards the orange cone, and you're just supposed to jump to your death.
Jump to your death.
And we're unsure how much the cables can hold.
There was no instructions.
There was very little instruction. I was already halfway through the rope course when the guy said, and I quote, "We have more instructions."
and you were like, "I can't hear you."
I was halfway up, could not hear him. But I feel good that I did it.
Yeah.
When you turned to me and said, "I can't do it," I was like, "Oh, thank God, he's going to give up. Like, we're done." But no, we did it.
Hi, you guys. We're here with Troy Turner of Taste of Reality TV.
Hi, guys.
He organized this whole thing. Troy, how was it for you?
I am soaking wet, and I'm not sure if it's all water or urine. Too. No, it was a good time, though.
It was fun.
It was actually really challenging.
It was.
I was shocked to find out Vicky was the only person to complete the course.
I think he might be wrong about who he was talking about.
Who he is?
It's got to be Tamara, right? She's more athletic.
I don't know.
I think it was Vicky.
Is he going to the quiet one? Sean?
Yeah.
I'm going to invite him.
What do you think the odds are that an OC housewife is at the restaurant? Just like
at the quiet one.
Just like there.
I feel like they go there to hang out.
Saturday, right, yeah.
Well, I hear a couple are going to be there today, so.
Surprise, guys.
We'll see what happens.
I am here with people that we just finished ropes. Amanda, how did you like the ropes course?
It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but the end part was the scariest part.
And you're texting Steve Lodge, correct?
Yeah, he started following me today for no reason.
Vicky Steve Lodge.
He only follows like 650 people, and I'm like, this has to be an accident.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, this has to be some kind of accident, but I'm DMing him to come meet us at the Quiet Woman. Him and Vicky. I don't want it to look like I'm, being like sketchy, but...
So did you have fun on the ropes course?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
We are done here at the ropes course, and we're headed to the Quiet Woman. The ropes course was harder than we all thought it would be, but it was very fun. We all feel accomplished, right?
Woo! Woo! Whoop it up!
It was fun. It was tough. We came, we drank, we conquered. God bless.
Here we need to have Danny insert something like, we arrived at the Quiet Woman an hour-ish late because we went to the wrong location. But we were lucky to meet some lovely new friends.
The Quiet Woman is not quiet. Not at all. They're doing a Bonnie Raitt cover. Okay. You guys, I'm here with Kate Casey. Kate, you live around this part. We're in Orange County. You live around these parts, correct?
I live a mile away.
And so is the Quiet Woman, what does the Quiet Woman mean to you?
Quiet Woman is a place where cougars go. So it's like 45, 46, 48 plus. And it's like women who have this pipe dream that they're going to walk in with their leopard top and they're going to see a 32-year-old guy who's into an older woman who has a mass fortune. And they will be taken with their beauty and that somehow they'll do IVF and have a child together and name that child Bentley or Porsche or Mercedes.
Stop it. That sounds perfect, first of all. Is it more known as a restaurant or a bar?
I would say if you come to the restaurant, it's like there are other places to go to eat. It's a surprise to me when people eat here, but I would say it's mainly like where you go for drinks.
I love it. I'm so happy to be here. Now, Kate Casey, you host a podcast called Reality Life, which is fantastic. I love it so, so much. Tell us a little bit about it.
So every episode I interview somebody who's on a reality show or has been on a reality show or a producer of a reality show. And the other two segments, I force people to watch episodes of reality TV. So it's like, if you just like reality TV, it's everything that you could want.
Everything you could want. Now, one more question. Who's the craziest person you ever interviewed?
I'll tell you this story. I went to someone's house to interview them.
Kristen Doty?
No. No, I liked her. These people, oh Jesus. Okay, so I went to their house and it looked like an episode of Hoarders. I mean, it was like really dirty. Stuff was all over the floor. They had many dogs. The dogs pissed and shit everywhere. And then they said to me, "Can you take your shoes off?" Yeah.
Was it a Bravo celebrity?
Adjacent.
Bravo, Liberty Adjacent. Kate, thank you so much. You guys, I'm here with Emily from Orange County. Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Emily, I know. Cheers. Emily, how have you felt like it's gone well since you've joined the cast?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea if it's gone well. I mean, there are days when I'm excited that I did it, and it's cool, and you get recognized, and people send you messages and say you inspire them, or they're glad about things that you talked about, or they feel connected to you, and it makes you feel really good. And then there's other days when it's so much crap, and people say such shitty things all the time, and bash your family and your husband. And then you just want to crawl in bed and, like, hide under the covers and, like, never come out. So
right. It's like a mixed bag, right? It's like a little bit of both.
It's like a roller coaster because it's never level. It is, like, the highest of highs and, like, the lowest of lows. So it's hard.
Now, how about the other girls? Did you get along with everyone? Or do you get along with everyone? Who do you like? Who do you not like? I'm drunk.
I need to be. Can I drink?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Can I drink and then answer that?
And I'm drunk. No, I've had a lot of vodka sodas, so I apologize. My questions aren't that. What's the good word? My questions are not pointed.
Well, okay, Gina and I are very close. We actually bonded a lot through the whole season. I think just being new helped bond us, but also we just have a lot of similarities. I mean, we both have three little kids, and we're just trying to, you know, survive. And Kelly, I mean, even though Kelly and I, like, the next episode, I like to call it Clash of the Titans. But I like Kelly. Kelly and I get along really well. And then I don't really have issues with anyone else. I just don't know them as well.
Do you know any of the former girls? Because I feel like we see a lot of the former girls, like we see Gretchen, we see Lizzie. We see a lot of them sort of pop up. Do you know any of them from before film?
I know Lizzie. Lizzie and I are really good friends. I've been friends with her for years. And we hang out a lot.
I always felt like Lizzie would have given us more if she had the chance. You know what I mean?
I think so, too. I think Lizzie was great on the show. And I think if she was given more of an opportunity, I think you could see more of her and more, you know, just I think she's more dynamic than what she was allowed to portray. So
what about?
I do know Gretchen. I haven't seen her for a while, but I do know Gretchen.
Do we hate Gretchen or no?
No, I don't hate Gretchen. I don't. I mean, every time I've ever been around Gretchen or hung out with her, she's always been very kind to me. So I judge people on how they treat me. So. You know.
And one more question. I'll let you go. What do we have to look forward to this season?
Well.
And also, what's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
Oh, my God. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker. You got
the best of me.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we have to look forward to?
Okay, well, the next episode is obviously Emily versus Kelly, so that's insane.
Can't wait.
I will say I'm not proud of how I acted, but it was the most mad I've ever been in my entire life, so yeah. And then, you know, we go to Jamaica, and there's a lot of good things in Jamaica. I mean, there's drama, there's fighting, but there's fun. And so there's a lot of good things still coming up. So stay tuned. Keep watching.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, Emily. This is so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Danny Pellegrino reporting for The People. I just left The Quiet Woman. I've had at least three rosés, a few shots, plus some wine coolers in a can.
Spoiler alert, Quiet Woman.
Quiet Woman, spoiler, not that quiet. It's a place for singles in Orange County. I've never seen so many singles. I saw a mix of women over 50 and some men that looked like they just got out of fraternity. There was a band playing Blues Traveler, which I loved. And I saw Shannon Bedore. Okay, so we saw two of the housewives, Emily and Gina. Who?
We ate dinner with them.
FYI, Emily and Gina, great. Gina's best friend went to high school with, she dated someone I went to high school with and went to college with me. We also saw Shannon Bedore. Shannon Bedore walked in, got real excited to see all her fans, and then saw Emily and Gina and said, nope, not going to do it. Turned around and
that's what it was?
Yeah, she went to a table.
You didn't even
I was in the bathroom!
And Shannon Bedore walked in, saw Emily and Gina, and she saw Emily and Gina, and she said, nope, And she got so pissed, and then she told Troy Turner of Taste of Reality that she does not get along with Emily and Gina.
She Gina. Did.
Yeah, she said, I don't get along with Emily and Gina. I know, and then she
oh
walked.
My God, you guys.
So then she walked away, went to a different table. Whitney came out of the wow. bathroom.
I was shocked.
And we all said, wow, wow, wow. Wow, I said, wow, Whitney, wow, 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 wow.
Then
wow.
the true tea was spilled it all when happened. Emily said, yeah, Shannon adored the bitch.
Yeah, Emily
she said,
that? She did. Yes. Whitney,
she
were
like,
you
guys,
not
where
here?
Was I?
So, yeah. You guys, literally, Emily and Gina do not like
she
Shannon.
She said, like, verbatim said, is a bitch.
Yeah, she said that she's not been nice. She said she's not been nice all season. You heard her here first. Anyway, we're leaving the Quiet Woman. It's 11:09 p.m. I've had more to drink than I've had in months. I try
since the Contest show.
Since the Contest show. I'm reporting you live from the field. I love you all. And I want to thank everyone that came out to the ropes course. You know what? They were all so fun. Andrea, Ashley Hoover Baker, we loved them all.
Love.
We had so much fun with God bless, Godspeed. Love you all. Bye. Hey, good night. Wait, Leo, are you still recording?
Yeah,
to live and love and life. Good night and good luck.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.